Koval says Kenny will be coming back to work this week and will be assigned to the department's training division, with no firm timetable on when he might be back patrolling the streets.
It's not in the community's best interest right now. It's not in his best interest right now. And it wouldn't be in the best interest of those who would ultimately have to back him up at a call right now. We need to have some time and some space for some healing and reconciliation.
Koval says Kenny will be working with the department's trauma counselor. The ACLU has called for an outside review of the department's decision to reinstate Kenny, but Koval says there's no need for an investigation of the investigation. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Wisconsin Professional Police Association supports the decision of no wrongdoing by Officer Matt Kenny, who shot Tony Robinson on Madison's Near East Side. The Madison Police Department review comes after prosecutors decided no criminal charges were warranted. Kenny's attorney and association executive director, Jim Palmer.
It's not lost on him that a family has suffered a loss, and this incident will affect him for the rest of his life. But he is eager to get back to doing the job that he loves.
Kenny's been on paid leave since the March 6th shooting. Kenny shot and killed Robinson during a confrontation. Police say Robinson was high on hallucinogenic mushrooms and struck the officer in the head. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.